Okay, well, let's begin. Would you please introduce yourselves and tell us a bit about the collective's history?
My name is Arturo, Arturo García.
Well, my name is Arturo, Arturo García. I began to collaborate with this radical pacifist and pachanguero collective a few years ago, in 2003, when the United States invaded Iraq and Afghanistan. And there was a protest here in Mexico against that invasion. And only a few people arrived for that convening. And we saw that there were many barriers for people who wanted to collaborate here. But also for those collaborators who lived in another location, a few blocks, a few streets from here.
Por vivir también cerca, pues nos empezamos a frecuentar y para poder organizar la siguiente protesta.
Since we lived
guerra,
close to one another, we frequently saw each other, and in order to organize the next protest against the war that was already in agreement with the World Social Forum, which was much, much larger, and it was beautiful to see so many people supporting from different parts of the world, and at the same time to be able to collaborate and work in a space that only began with the purpose of spreading awareness, to organize and to contribute a little bit. The small grain of sand, as they say. And at the same time, there was a more artistic activism, and like the cultural activity of Trova, there were conferences, and we began to participate a bit more so as to create an agenda to bring in musicians. I worked at that time in a binational cultural organization, and a little by little, I was nearing this cultural and artistic experience, and I finally decided to remove myself from this world of the matrix, no? Right? I became unplugged, and now I'm a full-time musician, I'm a nurse, and I'm a musician, and well, I'm very content to work here in the Caracola 2 days a week to serve and make coffee. Well, I guess you could say I was always here.
Well, my name is Branco, Branco Chegota, and I also joined in 2003, and also in this space and the space before where I worked on sexual diversity. We also worked with the people of Atenco. And if you guys can kind of remember or understand, the federal government at that time wanted to construct an airport for Mexico City in those territories. And they didn't consult the people who lived there. And there was a dispossession of housing in the area. And the government wanted to pay very little money for every square meter. There was a protest then, and we helped with that movement too. There were also others, for example, the farm workers of Petatlán in Guerrero, who had a very powerful protest against the drug traffickers, in which the Gran Ochoa supposedly ended up committing suicide. This was one of those cases that we found via the collective. And other related things with ecological projects, urban parks, and later, after spending some time in Roma, on the street Chiapas, specifically on Medellin, we passed by this roundabout that if you are listening now and had the opportunity to see, this beautiful area surrounded by trees, and in the center there's this great fountain that is an exact replica of the roundabout in Cibeles. We could also see this building that is abandoned, totally abandoned, and there were practically no people that could give us a reason why not to occupy it. So we said, fine, we have a necessity to continue our project, especially because we had many complications maintaining the last space that we occupied. And this is where our story begins.
Bueno, ¿qué tal? Mi nombre es Enrique y Y bueno, ya,
Hello, my name is Enrique.
La caracola como tal,
and yes,
aquí en el espacio de la,
the caracola now
la Plaza
functions
Villa Madrid,
in the Plaza Villa
Roma,
Madrid,
pues tiene ya alrededor de
in the Colonia Roma,
años, creo.
And it's about 6 years
y,
old,
bueno,
I think.
Hay,
there are different opportunities,
posibilidades, ¿no? Como que nos permiten aquí realizar actividades,
for example,
culturales,
we have
como de todo lo que es la,
cultural activities,
la venta
like
y distribución de café
sale
orgánico,
and distribution of organic coffee of the Zapatista community.
Una agenda eventual
and
también,
eventually
¿no? Que nos va dando
we will have an agenda that will
acciones,
provide a profile of
tanto,
actions and the political
en las cuestiones como de tipo pues político o social que son importantes y que nos interesa
political questions that are important for us.
De presencia,
those that we wish to back or wish to have a presence in, like cultural and artistic events. This is also a priority and very important to us here in this space.
Hi, my name is Luz, and what ended up happening, so to speak, was that all of this was an outer and internal journey, because this is how Caracola is. The caracola is a spiral that serves the heart and the universe and then returns. Well, we all do something artistic in our lives, but we never imagined that the artistry would convert the essence of this space or the essence of our activities here. Little by little, the actions against the war, for example, were being filled with an artistic movement. For example, we have a rock group that played at the embassy. We also did a performance that was the court prosecution of Bush. And it was really good because the judge was a transgender person and there were a lot of witnesses. His lawyers and witnesses were Mickey Mouse and such. It was really good, and we are reintegrating art into our activities. I dance and Arturo plays. Branco knows a lot about the global situation, so he was our global investigator, and we know other friends who paint and sculpt, and it just came about like this. And this way we continue to find our way to transform the world through art, and this was way before the Occupy movement was underway. When we decided to pass on from the formal idea of not paying rent and instead decided to occupy, it was a difficult decision for us because we were very scared and we waited, right? But little by little we dared, and little by little we began to leave our fear behind. We also noticed that the fear is like this. Fear is something that doesn't exist and you can abandon it. They have even shut us down 3 times. And at times the police arrives and tells us that we don't have a personality, and we reply that actually we have many personalities. But they want us to be legal. But we don't have legal backing. We want to be very clear about the situation. And that is that we are here and we're telling them that we're in the process of creating another world. And then that becomes our promise. Also, what changed things quite a bit and what in the end became very important was this gathering with Atenco and the communities of Petatlan and Guerrero, and also the other campaign. Through this, we began to have stronger contact with the indigenous communities, but always with culture and art, and of course, this has been the essence of our work.
Pues el papel del miedo
you
en,
talked
en
a bit about the role that fear played in preventing the communities or communities from organizing and maintaining themselves.
Y pues los zapatistas hablan de eso, pues del papel del
the
miedo
zapatistas
y poder,
speak of this, the role of fear and how to continue forward after
miedo,
the fear.
Si nos pueden platicar un
can you speak
más de cómo
with us a little bit more about how Zapatismo has inspired part of
es
this
parte
space?
De este espacio.
Pues ya el colectivo trabajaba con comunidades indígenas desde el 94, desde antes de que existiera un espacio físico.
Well, the collective already worked with indigenous communities since 1994.
Pero
before there was a physical space in which to work with them. But I had not joined yet. But yes, there was work with the communities of Oaxaca, Guerrero, and Chiapas with the Zapatistas. It was also in line with the Zapatistas' process of advancing in becoming more solid. Our relationship shows that we have become stronger, more solid. We're also thankful that we look to organize with other collectives within the city, including international pacifists that are familiar with and support the Zapatista struggle. And we understand how causes from one thing to another are all connected from the system that we live in, the abuse, the police. In the end, all are common causes that have distinct consequences, like the way in which invasions of countries are like invasions of territories, are like invasions of our private lives. We also want to stress the activities that we have in this space with our neighbors and with the people who live in this zone. Here, we don't sell alcohol. We promote culture. And when there are difficult situations, like shutting down, we have collected signatures, including the presidents of the Manzana Zone, and we have explained to the delegation our project and the things we're dedicated to. And also, marrying ourselves to this property is not our objective. We're very flexible, and in any given moment, if there is a legal situation where they decide to tear down this building and make something anew, we're ready to take our things and make a new route. We're not married to owning something. We only want to be left to be able to continue with our work, our activities. We have to take into account that Mexico's laws indicate that if you occupy this type of building, that you can be taken to jail.
Can you all... Can you all please describe a bit the space, the building, and the zone that you occupy here for our listeners?
Más o menos tendrá como 100 años, estilo neoclásico.
Well, this is an old building. It's more than 100 years old, and it's in the neoclassical style. It was very deteriorated and has many entrances built in for a commercial space. One part supports the people who work on fabric or leather. They make repairs, and the other is a stationery store, and the other part is where we are. The space is small, with 6 or 7 tables for the public, and on the inside of the bar, where the coffee maker is, an area where we wash dishes. There are also 3 areas for computers. So basically, this is how the space is laid out. And the roundabout is giving us plenty of room for us to also occupy the public life with cultural activities.
Bastantes árboles y mucha vegetación alrededor. Y la verdad es que es un espacio bastante tranquilo.
There are
Estamos
gardens,
cerca de
many
varias
trees,
avenidas importantes en la ciudad
and
de México.
So much vegetation all around. And truly it's a tranquil and relaxing space. We're very near important areas and avenues in Mexico City, like the street Insurgentes, the avenue Chapultepec, and another one named Monterrey. For example, at 6 o'clock in the afternoon and all the people leave work, all the avenues become chaotic, full of cars, honking, ambulances, sirens, bus sounds. And when one arrives at this roundabout, it's very tranquil. And also at this hour, there are many tourist buses. But generally, it's more tranquil.
But generally, it's more important to note that this is a small place in the city. And we are occupying a strange place because it's almost always more possible to do this in a smaller area. So we have sometimes thought that the people from here might reject us or something like that. But really, we have been like a window or a door for many other people to arrive. That is to say that we were the first in this building, and all the other people have come in later. We wanted this building to be a large occupation, but it was difficult. Many people thought that it was too difficult to do something like this, and still they had fear. Actually, many people that became involved from the other campaign were unfortunately lacking the element of collective organizing and also the ethic of a collective. But anyway, they are good people, and then although they were such in a different space than other squatters, we have managed to make a bubble to navigate around many groups coming from many parts of the world and here. For example, we are now making a cycle of Abya Yala, a cycle of indigenous media and movies this way. We also have film debates here, where we put a blanket. And with the film debates, just to give you an idea to those who are listening, we have a transparent roof that protects us from the rain, and at the bottom of the ceiling, not part of the entry of the building, but in the opposite direction, we hang the blanket screen and exhibit films there. For example, now we're going to show a movie about Syria because it's very tense, globally speaking.
Very well. Since we are talking about the zone, have you noticed a change since you were here? And do you think that these changes are connected to the repression of the space? And also, in general, have you noticed what some are calling a process of gentrification?
Today in the city in general, there's a stripping of resources from a certain type of population, and there's a certain type of person that comes to do businesses or comes to clean up the city. Do you understand me that there's a displacement of that community?
Well, with respect to this topic, the most I can tell you is that I have just come from a trip, as I was telling you before, from Central and South America. Arturo and I went for 2.5 years. When we returned, we did notice that there was much more ambulance in the street, and more people asking for money. Maybe the people who have been here in the past 3 years haven't perceived this change, but when we returned, we noticed the differences. This is indicative of the people who are coming from other countries and other areas. And we should take into account that Mexico during these past 7 years has had an increase in violence because of the drug trafficking, and surely the federal district has become a zone that has required much more protection. A big city may have with violence like assault. None have had the level of drug trafficking that has taken over this country. And about the repression of the space, no, not really. We have had a good respectful relationship with the authorities. But in the end, mutual respect with the authorities, where they know we are here and allow us to exist, without fiscal responsibility with them coming to disturb. No, we get a letter, and in that respect, they have left us alone. We haven't had any inspectors here.
También los vecinos, como les decíamos hace ratito, son han sido muy amables y tenemos buena relación con todos los vecinos. De hecho, sí hemos visto que desde que llegamos aquí,
the farmers have also been very friendly, and we had good relations with all the neighbors. And many have noticed that since we got here, the street is brighter amidst all the people in transit. And at first when we saw that it was very dark, now this roundabout is where people are sleeping outside. And now we don't see that as much because there's constant traffic. So it's safer for the people walking in general.
Yes, there has been repression by closing us down three times already, right? All three times we have been able to open because we have done a process of resistance that's included to guard outside, you know, sit outside, obtain signatures from people, and we've been able to do many cultural activities and also to take signatures, which is what we did the last time, and there were about 40, even though not everyone was about to go in. It was an artistic and cultural activity. And of course, how they say that space is so small, why do so many people protect it, right? That is so weird. But another thing that happens that's weird, if you see this bubble, it's full of poor people, right? And then, why are the people from the market here and the ones from the paper store here? But over there, it's super elegant. Then what has happened is that this space is a space where the process of exclusion has stopped. Who knows for how long? Perhaps one day they definitely will come and demolish the building. And then we have to start another process. But it's clear that resistance exists here. It's a different space they think about before they enter. Even the people who come here are different than the other side. Just so that you could imagine, over there, there's a super fancy restaurant owned by a TV host and from the court. So there's a completely different dynamic here that is respected. What we have accomplished is that we organize collectively. And they see that, you know, one group, a band, and they see us and they respect us. And that's very beautiful.
Hay que tomar en cuenta que el gobierno del Distrito Federal ha tenido una posición mucho más laxa.
I believe that when trying to make sense of these political parties, you see that the government of the Distrito Federal, the federal district, has had a layer of policy to the governments of the PRD, like one that has been governing many years here in the federal district. We do not want to have any ties with them because we have seen that they have entered into a corrupt situation. Especially right now, we're looking at how the PRD is connected to the privatization of oil, and that would be very serious. And at the local level, definitely the policies are much more flexible than the ones of the PAN, PAN, or the PRI, PRI. And I believe that for this reason, when we have had an encounter with the police, specifically with those of the delegation, some of them have also come from other social movements and have wanted to understand our cause, our fight, until now. Maybe tomorrow,
¿para qué o por qué?
We may never know.
Sigue funcionando este espacio y así se dice, logísticamente.
Para qué este espacio
for
pues,
what
que
or
funcione?
Why?
Sí.
What reasons does the space continue working logistically and well so that this place continues to work? What are the necessary elements so that it works?
And
for you, you know, what does this mean to occupy the space?
Well, for us, the space is a way to leave the matrix and to depend from zero on them. That is to say, it is a space that gives sustenance to a good group of people and that it allows us to collaborate and have another type of sustenance which depends directly neither on the political parties, the governments, nor the companies from nowhere, and that's the first thing. The second thing is because we believe that we must create a new world, and this world was must work every day, and that if we do not make a very small contribution to this every day wherever we are, then we're never going to be able to make this new world ourselves. We were born at the same time as the caracoles, and this is huge for us. And the caracola is a very small thing because it is an infant. But it is a piece of the new world. And that is very important to be able to continue inspiring and living in this new world. And in addition, we open from Monday to Monday, from 9 to 9. We're always open. And that is the condition so that it stays open, that there's always somebody here, and that we're always creating something different. And the other thing here is that there's no exclusion. This is a space open to all the diversities and all the diversities that have to do with life. The diversities that are part of death, we do not accept here. But the diversities that have to do with the construction of life, there's space for them here. The indigenous diversities, the children, boys and girls, the elderly, the women, the whole community, right? Then this is where exclusion does not exist.
La siguiente pregunta es, ¿cuál es la relación entre la caracola y...
What is the relation between the caracola and other groups here in the city of Mexico? Adherence to the sixth, like punks, anarchists, or others.
Aquí la gente sabe que puede reunirse y hacer.
As it is, caracola is a gathering space. People know that this is a place to gather,
taller,
have meetings, even
también.
Practice
Pero
music.
Aparte de eso, ya más formalmente somos adherentes de
you
la
know,
sexta,
do workshops.
A la otra campaña,
but
y
aside from
en
that,
la red contra la represión.
Normally,
entonces, ahí,
we
pues,
are
ahí
all
ya
adherent of the sixth,
of
the other company,
de la otra campaña.
The other campaign,
pues,
and we participate in a network against repression. There's a collective already there of groups and organizations of the other campaign, La Otra Campaña.
Pues, para
since we are fighting to remove political prisoners,
juntos, en Bellas Artes, por ejemplo, presentaciones, festivales y participando pues
denouncing the repression in different places in Mexico
también,
and trying
pues,
to coordinate for different activities. We have already done several things together in Bellas Artes,
haciendo,
for example, presentations,
brillando,
festivals,
en fin,
participating almost always with culture and art,
entonces, pues,
but also
básicamente,
with our hands
la
and feet,
en la otra campaña,
rising and
y
thinking.
En la
and basically, that is the participation of La Otra Campaña, the other campaign. And in the open of the space, any organization or group can come to do work. The idea of space, as we call the social space, and not a social center, is so that people can come to the manager of the space. Just kidding. But the idea comes from a space of emptiness. And that gives a kind of possibility, and it fills with what people want to bring with activities, conferences, their own conferences, you know, their own type of conversations
pequeño,
and music, personal experiences, music,
aquí,
objects, and books.
Espacio,
we're a very small space. And several of those of us that collaborate here not only take care of the space, but also we're the people who work with some of the organic products, and we bring them. They're like empanadas, turnovers, organic coffee, jams, and all the types of products that we sell here that come from small collective spaces. It is with them that we have the closest relationship. You know, it's a daily interaction, the daily, the mundane, right? But obvious, we all have a very good relationship with the other campaign and the Adquiridos de la Sexta. And the internet?
Yes, we also have an existence on the web. We have a blog, we have a Facebook, we're on Twitter, and also an email that actually just got hacked. So we switched over to Rise Up because we had a Yahoo account and that got hacked. But we have many ties with different collectives thanks to the internet. And also to have an idea of the global transformation that is worldwide, that goes further than what we see in our own country, in the States, and in all that. And all of that mainstream news that's trash because it's a way to construct a history that has become on the basis of the blood of the others. Then we thought about a change that is going away to give in a planetary scale or perhaps in several planets. We'll see. But we think that it is just as important to defend the Yaquis than it is to protect the prisoners of Guantanamo. So we have several tasks. We always have the world in our heart.
What is the difference between this space and other and an, any other cafe in the city?
Sobre todo de las características de que tenemos aquí.
Look, I can mainly speak of the characteristics that we have here. Still, we are perceived, or we try to have an economic and shared common support sometimes to contribute around here. Our idea is not really, let's see how much we can make. We're about maintaining the space. But we have had a difficult time maintaining. Some of us have sold our cars and have put their investment to maintain the space, our savings, you know, from an employee, or we've had to contribute a lot. There has been several sacrifices to the group. But the truth is that the compensation is enormous, and it's very beautiful and difficult and tragic to see what happens. For example, these indigenous communities or the prisoners, it is very beautiful to know that something that we are doing, that we are contributing to a small grain of sand in protesting, in calling a press conference or just showing films, these manifestations, and I believe that this is the best repayment. Yes, there are very many cafes that are merely commercial, and they have in it their walls and some artwork, but we always look to have some social content in the things that happen, and the participation, like Franco said, it's also gratifying. There are also many cultural cafes that present art and culture, but they don't have that ingredient, you know, of fighting and struggling, of organization, or ties to other organizations. And also, in many coffee shops, people meet, speak of how bad Mexico is and how bad the world is. And it's very easy if you don't have that many information from the news and all the newspapers. And therefore, you become kind of bitter of all the accounts. But to be able to do something with our bodies or with our activities or just a little bit, all of this little by little allows us to feel that we are participating, that we didn't remain still. And although sometimes they see small things, in fact, it's what makes the difference.
Well, I just wanted to say that one of the things that has to do with this new world is that our comrades from Occupy Oakland were here with us, and we did an interview with them. And we knew that of all the occupations that were happening at the time of Occupy in the United States, the one in Oakland obtained an encounter between old leftist organizations and new organizations. and that their work was more multiracial and a whole series of situations, right? So we had a lot of interest in knowing the situation in Oakland, and for that reason we invited our comrades, and this is how this whole relationship comes about. So we did want to send a hello to all of our homies in Occupy Oakland, and that we hope that they continue resisting and that everything is good. And then I wanted to say something that's a little bit strange, but it's that to us, all the collectives ask us, how do you do it? How do you stay afloat? Because sometimes they're, you know, there are very strong differences between us, but we always speak about it, and we always think that it's very important to create new forms of communicating with each other and to give each other love and affection between us, and that friendship sometimes is more important than flags. And sometimes we have been in different places and we've had our conflicts, you know? But then we always remembered this about our friendship and that we should be coming from this place where there's so much love, and, you know, that's what I wanted to say.
Yeah, and humor too.
¿Qué significa para ustedes
It is fundamental. Well, we have arrived at the final question. And then, so what does it mean for you all to manage a space based on the same
tener un análisis political need de género, para decirlo.
This feminist or queer political issues?
Or
to have a political analysis of gender.
Ya como lo viste, pues somos diferentes, todos somos como muy diversos de todo, de somos de colores, de sabores,
luz, darkness, luz oscura. And since you already have seen here, we are many colors and many different flavors and very many different, very diverse. And here you can see some of our friends who are with him, which are anarcho-punks, and there's like Chris and Maria, but they have this feminism that's like more ingrained, like more strong, like stronger, more solid with them. But and we learn from them, and we learn from everything about how things roll, and well, gender doesn't matter to us. Like, it's so open. It's about respect for us in all forms. Like, whoever you are, a vestida, trans, if you're not a vestida, if you're trans or a lesbian or gay or whatever, it is rather what it is saying that we're all equal and we respect everybody. There's this respect between all of us.
Hablamos con ellos y les decimos que aquí en este espacio
se debe
respetar a las personas,
¿no? And there have been situations where there have been customers who have suddenly made these comments or mistreated somebody. And we talk to them and we tell them that here is not a space that you can disrespect people. And that we do not accept, like, sexist comments, and we didn't accept somebody mistreating anybody. And this is a type of respect that we try to live by.
Well, lately we haven't had as many activities, but we do want to put it in our agenda. Throughout this period of 10 years, we also have had a cycle where once a week we dedicate it to issues of sexual diversity. So we would put together a forum of gay communities, polyamorous communities, transvestites of Mexico and Debemex. And so we've gotten to know the people here in Mexico City and the country, and that has been with this fight, with this struggle. Because in Mexico there have been homophobic crimes with sex workers, and also with the issue of the women in Juarez. And we've also noticed with our customers in the past 10 years, since we've been occupying this space as an internet cafe and all of our other activities,
sobre todo los trans,
many transgender folks have you know, had great difficulty being received in public spaces, in cafes and restaurants. But it's really common here for trans folks to come here to consume the food and feel all the trust in the world, you know? Even men come here sometimes and they leave as women, or women come here and they leave as men. Because, you know, too many times homophobia and transphobia is a repression against the feminine, right?
Es como dejar en mal a un hombre por ser su por dejar su nivel de superioridad y
el patriarcado, leaving a man to leave the level of superiority and patriarchy. It's like giving him up and to go to a level that machismo considers inferior.
A través de del respeto a la diversidad, pues hemos encontrado también
so then, through this respect for diversity, we've also found ways to respect all that is feminine.
De la Cibeles es una diosa, es hija del cielo y de la tierra. Y pues
we're in a roundabout, the Glorieta, that is the Cibeles. Cibeles is a goddess. She is a daughter of heaven and earth. And so I think it's what you're saying, Arturo, it's very important. I mean, this is a space where, you know, the feminine strength is fortified. And even for men, and because really, like, the sisters that we are, we don't really have any battles with our male counterparts, or they're not trying to be macho or disrespectful with us. If not, on the contrary, it's a space where all forms of the feminine are promoted in some ways.
Yeah, we are very handsome, though. That could be a problem.
Well, maybe in that sense, I guess there could be some kind of conflict or not.
Well, thank you very much, Compass. If you have any other comments or want to tell our listeners in the United States, but other listeners who hear us from afar, would you like to say something else?
Yeah, we just want to tell everyone to continue to resist, not to be discouraged, that slowly more people are understanding this emerging social struggle. The social change that's going to happen, this politics. So please stay in touch and support each other.
And that's right, we hope to visit you in Oakland soon.
Yes.
Yes, we'll be the rolling caracola, the mobile caracola.
Sangre. cristiano sacia su hambre. Te acosa, te acecha, se alimenta de tu sudor. Tus armas son colmillos de justicia y opresión.